Hello?
Hi, welcome back to an opinion survey. I'd like to ask you some questions about your attitudes and opinions. Would you be so kind as to give us a few minutes of your time?
What I'm at work, but what are the questions?
It's about the Columbus City Council. It's going to be a re-election
Oh.
coming up in November.
Yeah.
It's a very short
Okay.
survey. It's no more than
Okay.
5 minutes. Okay, thank you.
Okay.
Okay, great. And now, what is the highest level of school that you have completed or the highest degree that you have received?
Masters.
What, bachelor's, you said?
Masters with an
A ma
M.
oh,
Master's degree.
ma
Yeah.
thank you, thank you. And are you of Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
I am not.
No, thank you. And now, what is your race?
Caucasian.
Thank you. And are you registered to vote?
Yes.
In Columbus? Thank you. As you
Yes.
may know, in November 2023, there will be a general election for local offices in Columbus. Though sometimes things come up that prevents people from voting. As it stands now, how likely are you to vote in the November 2023 general elections? Are you almost certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50? Or will you probably not vote? Will you definitely not vote, or have you already voted?
The highest one, almost certain. I mean,
Almost certain. Almost certain.
you should have definitely, but I guess you can't guarantee it. Yeah, I'm voting early. So.
Okay, thank you. Okay, you vote early in, or absentee mail or early in person?
Early in person.
Thank you. And how motivated are you to vote in November 2023 general elections on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that you're not at all motivated? I know you already told me, but I got to read verbatim. 5 means that you're just somewhat motivated to vote, and 10 means that you're extremely motivated to vote.
Ten.
Thank you. I knew the answer already. And we'd like you to rate how you feel about some people using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, a 5 means that you feel neither warm nor cold, neutral, and a 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable towards them. You may use a number from 0 to 10 depending on how you feel. If you don't know or you have never heard of the people and or groups, please just let me know. Nick Paxton, how do you feel about him?
I'm sorry, I don't know.
Okay. You never heard of him?
I'm sorry, I don't believe so.
No, okay, that's okay. That's okay. The Columbus City Council, 0 to 10.
Well,
the whole city.
10.
Thank you. Luis Gill.
I don't know. Let me look him up. I just vote Democrat, so.
It's okay. If you don't know, just let me know. You know, we go, you know, just,
I
have a, I have an answer here for that too. Nancy, they are our. I don't know if I'm pronouncing it right because it's a real hard name to pronounce. Her
How
name
you
is
spell
Nancy.
It?
Day, like D-A-Y, and the last name is A-A-C-H-A.
Got it.
Okay.
Okay.
How do you feel about her? 0 to 10.
I just looked up her party, so I'll say, well, I don't really know much about her, but I'll still say 8.
Okay, thank you. And how about Adrienne Hood?
Sorry, I'm looking them up to see what side of the aisle they're on.
Okay.
Adrienne Hood?
Yes, ma'am.
Hold on. I'm trying to find out what side of the aisle she's on. Hold on. Well, police reform, I like that.
It's great if you never heard of them. That's fine. You know, it's no right or wrong answer.
Right. Oh my God. I'm just reading about her.
Oh, you are?
I say,
really?
I feel strongly about her now that I've read this. Her son was killed. Oh my God.
Oh wow. So, 0 to 10.
I'll say 9.
Thank you. How about Andrew Ginther? G-I-N-T-H-E-R.
Yeah, I know him. I'll
okay.
say 9.
Thank you. How about Shannon Harden?
I say 10.
Thank you. How about Emmanuel Remy?
I don't know that one. My kids would be very mad at me. Emmanuel, did you say?
Emmanuel Remy.
Hold on.
Okay.
Okay, he's yes on issue one, so I'll say 8. I don't really
know
him, but uh-huh.
Okay, thank you. Joseph, I believe is pronounced Motil, M-O-T-I-L, Motil, Joseph Motil.
Hold on. How many do we get to vote for? I don't.
There's a few. It's the city council, so it's a few names.
I know. Hold on. There seem to be... Hold on. Longtime Democrat. Okay. Democratic insider. Hold on. Oh... I don't know, I'll say 7.
Okay, thank you. And Farsan, Farsan Jetty.
Can you spell that for me?
You heard of her or him?
No, you, can you spell that for me?
Yeah, Farsan. It spells F-A-R-X-A-A-N. The last name is Jetty, which is J-E-Y-T-E. Farhan Jetty. Farhan Jetty.
Oh, shit. You know, I just don't know who that is. I'm sorry.
Okay, no problem. And next, are some questions about the upcoming elections in Columbus. Thinking about the Columbus City Council, which of the following comes closest to your view, even if neither is exactly right? I would rather elect new people to city council so the council can go in a new direction. I would rather re-elect city council so they can continue the work that they have been doing.
Probably the second, re-elect so they can.
Okay.
You know,
okay.
Probably a little bit of both, but.
Okay. That's why I said, even if neither one is correct. So that's why they put that in there. If the November election from Mayor of Columbus was held today, would you vote for Andrew Ginther or Joseph Motil?
Ginther.
I'm sorry?
Ginther.
Okay. Thank you. Definitely or leaning to
definitely.
Andrew Ginther.
No,
thank you.
Definitely
thank you.
Ginther.
Thank you. Uh-huh. If the November election for the Columbus City Council were held today, would you vote for Nancy again this hour or Louis Gill?
Oh, God. I don't know. I'd like that Nancy lady.
Okay, so you want to say lean to Nancy or definitely Nancy? Or you lean into
her? Who's the other one?
Louis Gill.
I'll go with Nancy.
Nancy, okay. Leaning on definitely?
Definitely.
Thank you. And how certain are you that you will be voting for Nancy Arkauer for Columbus City Council? Very certain, somewhat certain, not too certain, not at all certain, or don't know?
Very certain.
Thank you. If the November election for the Columbus City Council were held today, would you vote for Emmanuel Remy or Adrian Hood? I know you like
Adrian Hood.
Yeah. Definitely, right? Are you leaning towards her or you definitely?
Yes, definitely.
Okay, thank you. How certain are you that you will be voting for Adrian Hood here? And they're asking the question again for Columbus City Council. Are you very certain, somewhat certain, not too certain, not all certain, or don't know?
Very certain.
Thank you. It's a November election for the Columbus City Council today. Would you vote for Nick Paxton or Farhan Getty?
I don't know.
Undecided?
I'm about that.
Okay,
yeah.
No problem. Okay, no problem. This November, there will be an issue on the ballot in the Columbus City.
I'm aware.
District. Are you oh. aware of that?
I thought you meant issue one.
No, there's going to be an issue on the ballot in the Columbus City School District that reads as follows. An additional tax for the benefit of the Columbus City School District.
I'm not in Columbus City School. I'm in Worthington School.
Okay, let me just read it and then you tell me, you know,
sure.
The question is going to be if you approve or disapprove, you can tell me then, okay? I just read to you what they want to,
I don't get to vote on that.
Oh, you don't get to vote on that.
No, I'm not in that school district.
You're not in the, Columbus City School
Columbus
District?
No, I am not.
Okay.
I'm in Worthington School. Mm-hmm.
So you don't get to vote, so there will be,
I do not. Not on Columbus City Schools, no.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's, I don't know what to put in here because they only have that. Yes, approve the measure. You leaning towards yes, undecided. Lean no, or
I mean, I always vote yes for the schools, but I can't vote for Columbus. I'll vote for Worthington, you know, so.
Right.
I always support school levy.
Okay.
So I guess you can put yes, even though I can't vote for it. If I could, okay. I would.
Okay. No problem. Thank you. And I'm politics today. Do you consider yourself a Republican, a Democrat, or independent?
Democrat? Yes, I can barely say that word that starts with an R.
Do you consider yourself a strong or not a strong Democrat?
Unbelievably strong, yes.
Thank you. Are you married? I'm married, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widow?
Married.
Thank you. Are you the parent or guardian of any children under the age of 18?
Nope. For all adults.
Thank you. Thank you. For whom did you vote in the 2020 general election, for president, or were you not able to vote?
No, I voted Biden.
Thank you. Last year, that is 2022, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Your best estimate is fine. Less than $24,999, $25,000 to $34,999. $35,000 to $44,199, $45,000 to $54,999, $55,000 to $64,999, $65,000 to $74,999, $75,000 to $84,999, $85,000 to $99,999. That one? Okay,
that
thank
one.
You.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. And this concludes our service. Thank you so very much. You've been very helpful. I appreciate it.
Okay.
And for your patience.
Yeah.
Take
All
care.
Right.
Have a good night.
Uh-huh. Thank you.
Appreciate
you too.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Bye. Take care.